Welcome to the most creative place in my home universe. My shower. Yes, I've often said that I think my best thoughts in the shower. So, if this is true, then wouldn't I be mad not to share my most creative thinking with you? Wouldn't it be selfish not to take the iPhone into the shower and find a way of protecting it from the water that's falling all around? And without any plan as regards what I would let out, wouldn't it be completely wrong of me, inauthentic of me, not to let you into the creative process? The moment at which the idea comes completely unexpectedly, out of the blue, as the water trickles down my back, wouldn't that be not the sort of thing you'd expect from me? So, I mean, I'm somebody who imagines himself to be a social activist, out there kind of helping other people to be social, doing my little best to contribute to the revolution in the meaning of the word social. All those wonderful developers who are bringing on stream new media, which is making it easier and easier for us to leave our little silo, for us to not just share face to face, but to remember the people who are excluded, the marginalized, the disadvantaged, who are not able to be at that cup of coffee at the table with us. In other words, isn't it right and proper that I should record this shower as a, not just a private personal cleansing, but an investment in social life? After all, the issue is, what do I do after I'm cleaned? You know, what's the purpose of being cleaned up and spruced up and able to go out in society if I'm not able to have conversations with people? If I'm not able to be social? I mean, I can go and be a monk in a monastery. I can practice mindfulness while attending to the flickering flame of a beeswax candle in the Himalayan hills of Glenmire. Oh yes, I can do that. But what is this thing called called storytelling I'm so keen on, this social storytelling? The kind of thing I've discovered the other day, this is the story part of this audio. I went to play golf. While I was walking down the 12th fairway, which is a rather long fairway with a twist at the end. They call it a jog leg in golf. And I had missed the bunker on the left and avoided the rough on the right, so I was sitting pretty on the fairway. You know, I chatted as all golfers do, unless they're kind of in the zone, like Tiger, and doesn't chat to anyone. You know, but if they're being sociable, many golfers aren't. Some are. They're chatting about this and that. And just before taking the 5-iron out of the bag, getting ready to hit a rather long iron shot into a well-protected green, you know, whatever happened in the conversation to bring about a new business idea. Whatever happened, exactly. Well, I'll tell you what happened. We were in a different place. If we'd gone into a room to do some brainstorming, we wouldn't have had this idea. We were in a different place. We were in a new place. But as a consequence of being in a new place, we had new ideas. And all this stuff about thinking up the ideas yourself, forget it. It's all about context. That's the new idea that the story gave me, which is, how much of creative thinking is created by being in the right place at the right time with the right people, as opposed to inspiration. I remember Thomas Lynch, great essayist, Undertaker from, I think it's Michigan. He's both an undertaker in real life, actually really does bury people, and he's a wordsmith, and he lives in between Ireland and Britain. He did when I last spoke to him. Spent a week with him once on an Arvon course, that's another story. If you don't know what Arvon is, just Google it, A-R-V-O-N, and be ready for a surprise. Anyway, Thomas Lynch said to me, and other people, if I was to wait to be inspired before I wrote, I'd be sitting around on my arse all year and I'd earn no money. So basically, inspiration is about perspiration. And the only thing I want to add to Thomas Lynch's working model of inspiration, which is you basically write, and if you're, you know, at some stage, you know, inspiration might be a label you put on what you've written, but the main thing is to practice the writing. But the only thing I will say is, if you want to think a new thought, go somewhere different. Now, perhaps after I've done thousands of these audios from the shower will no longer be a place where I can do creative thinking anymore. Who knows? I don't. What do you think? What do you think? Where do you think? And where do you get your best ideas? Let me just leave you with the sound of my latest innovative product. It's called an iPhone dryer, and it's a special kind of app you can get, and this is what it sounds like. How's that? Simple, isn't it? That's what you need. You just go to the App Store and buy your own iPhone dryer. Bye-bye. P.S. I made a mistake during the audio, and it wasn't deliberate, so I won't try and talk my way out of it. I actually said that Thomas Lynch lives in between Ireland and Britain, and he doesn't. He lives in between Ireland and the United States. So his book, which is all about what it's like to live in between two countries, can be found on in any remainder bookshop, or else on Amazon, and it's a real treat.